Here I Am by Lev Rubinstein, translated by Philip Metris and Tatiana Tolchinsky, read by Philip Metris and Amy Brough. Now here I am. So here I am.
Where have you been? We'd given up all hope. So here I am. I can't describe these feelings.
These emotions.
These feelings.
You look just great, so strong and fit. Looking at you now, I almost didn't
recognize you.
No.
Now here I am. Is anything as fine as this majestic?
What could be as majestic?
As this fine.
My headache's gone, and I can breathe, and on the whole I feel
much better. So here I am. There is no other earth. This is the only earth.
There is no other.
Well, now you're talking. Honestly, I was already thinking, if it's going to be like this, why bother to begin at all? Now here I am. Could I have even dreamed?
Not even in a dream.
Just yesterday.
Repeat 4 times.
So
here I am, hard to believe and yet
incredible.
But true.
The logs are crackling in a dying fire.
So
now here I am. I will not tire you.
I will not bore
you.
You, my reader.
Specialist at the planning department of a research institute, 54 years old.
On her second marriage.
Has a grown son from her first marriage.
Fit and youthful.
Loves to sing. Plays guitar, just for fun.
Around 2:30 was returning to work after her lunch break.
So?
Taxi driver, 39 years old.
In his youth, he lifted weights, then gave it up.
Married.
2 children, Dennis, 14, and Lada, 9.
Around 2:30, took the car over from his partner and headed towards Domodedovo Airport.
Now?
Teacher at a kindergarten, 24 years old.
Height, around 5'8 or 5'9.
Nice looking, slightly overweight.
Lives with her parents.
Single, but apparently has a steady boyfriend.
Around 2:30, was standing at the tram stop near the Riga train station.
So?
An actor at the drama theater, 51 years old.
3 years ago, he suffered a massive heart attack.
At the theater, plays mainly supporting roles.
Around 2:30, left the theater after the rehearsal, decided to walk a couple of stops.
Now?
In a word, everything must be extremely light, almost transparent, hardly perceptible.
Perhaps something like a rainbow.
As for a description of the house, begin with whatever you like.
Perhaps with the roof color.
Or maybe a tree.
Let's say an old white willow by the fence.
Or something like when you think you're pretending to be asleep, but in fact you really are sleeping.
Or as if someone invisible sneaks up from behind, lays his hands on your shoulders, and laughs with such a familiar laugh that you couldn't hold back your tears.
And obviously, that's the reason you feel a constant presentiment of some unknown catastrophe.
Obviously, that's the reason you instinctively resist any changes in your life.
I just can't go on sewing back your damned half-belt every single day.
She throws his coat to the floor and suddenly begins to sob.
However, we see very well it isn't about the half-belt at all.
Or imagine that you've been waiting for this moment your whole life.
So now you are trembling inside as you open the cherished door.
In other words, it's something like a farewell forever, twisted in a tight spiral.
Do you understand?
Now here I am.
Here I am. I will not tire you, my reader, by describing the hardships
I encountered
on my
journey, and my accidental companions, some of whom are quite nice, come to think of it, and some of whom I'd rather not remember.
And that completely explainable
agitation
and
impatience that would increase
as
you near
the cherished
goal, and
many
other
things. And now the night visions grow vague, dissolving
in the morning fog, and a gang of screaming kids is rushing down the slope
straight to the river, and the Rhine hills,
castles and
vineyards
are flying
by,
and now everything is becoming endlessly distant, a cracked cup, a dusty stuffed squirrel, a small crystal sphere, and crumpled sheets of paper.
Sheets of paper, and there's no reason at all to beat the drum, which
won't resound anyway because it's dead. And now the logs are crackling
in
a
dying
fire.
The flow of things
will
never
stop. We go our separate ways.
We go our separate ways. Do not forget me.
We go our separate ways. Do not forget me.
We go our separate ways. Do not forget me.
We go our separate ways. Do not forget me.